there, and welcome to Voyage for Leap Day. No, not quite Leap Day. It's almost Leap Day. I keep thinking it's the 29th today, but it's not. It's the 28th of February. I should remember that date. It was my dad's birthday. So, I mean, it is a day, although he was born in a year where if it had been one more day, it would only have been March the 1st rather than the 29th. But there you go. Anyhow, welcome to Voyage. Oh, let's get going here. My name's Keith Black, and as always, it's a treat for me to be here and to share some of my music. You can hear some of the best in the jazz world over the next 3 hours. We stream live at ckuw.ca, so you might be listening to this not really right here in Winnipeg, but anywhere at all. Or we archive our programs at ckuw.ca as well, so you could be listening weeks from now. However you got here, hey, welcome. And as always, there will be some great stuff today. Before I start with the music, though, I really need to give an incredible thank you to the people who supported CKW's fund drive, which ended last Friday and had gone for the couple of weeks before that. As you probably all know, we once a year ask our donors to participate in helping us get through the next year. And we set a target that allows us to do everything we want. And that target is $60,000. I think we're probably, there's always a few things that settle in before the dust settles totally. And we're around $50,000 for this year. And that's a good total. A lot of you out there are incredibly generous in helping. I want to personally thank, I think there were 35 separate donors for my program over the 2 weeks. My total was just a skinch over $3,000 for that period of time. And I am humbled and thankful for all of that support from the community. The availability of jazz programs is not all that great in the radio world. And to be able to have an opportunity to provide one here at this great little station is an incredible privilege for me. So I thank you, each and every one of you. I think I've thanked everybody personally as well as on air for your participating. And as it was my 25th fund drive, it's a lot of people to say thank you. Over the years, there's been an incredible amount of support for this program and for the station. And we appreciate all of you, each of you, greatly. To get back to what's going to happen today, which is why I always laughingly say when this is what passes for normal here, whatever that is, just a wide variety of different kinds of jazz with a historical segment as well. Today, I'm going to start with a couple of drummer-led groups. Will Renier has a brand new album called Traces, and I'll be starting the show with that today. Then Chess Smith, with a different sound entirely with his group, and that will be following the first artist. Following that, guitarist Julian Lage, who has, again, a brand new album. Two of the three of those releases, I think, are either within the last couple of days or are actually not happening until tomorrow or Friday. And it's always, you get a couple of days from the distributors of the official release date for radio ads. It's called Radio Ads, ADDS. Anyhow, following guitarist Julian Lage, a track that I played a week or two ago from Ernesto Cervini's Turboprop album called A Canadian Songbook, which isn't out yet. But there is a single from it that is allowable. I have been communicating with Ernesto, and he said, yeah, you on the 22nd or 23rd, you're fine. You can play this one track. And as I also have mentioned before, Ernesto is a tremendously important member of the jazz world in the across Canada, although he lives in the GTA, and he supports CKUW every year, I mean literally financially, ka-ching, ka-ching, supports the station. And I appreciate that greatly. Following Ernesto Cervini is a track from one of the most remarkable trio albums that I've heard lately. My review last week actually gave it 5 stars, and in talking to Mo Hoag, he was just over the moon with this album. It's Satoko Fuji's Tokyo Trio. The album is called Jet Black, and I'm playing one of the tracks from that. The tracks, a couple of them are fairly long. This one's only about 10 minutes or so, but anyhow, I'll talk a little bit more about that when I get there. The when I was playing some of the music for the Fun Drive show, I sort of threw in some of my old classic things, and there, the one of the tracks was a track that I honestly toyed with changing into my theme, a track called Minor Matters with Manny Albaum. That's just not a well-known a name in the jazz world these days, as it should be. Albaum was one of the most incredible arrangers in the jazz world, and frequently put together albums called Jazz Greats of Our Time, and I'm going to talk about that when I get there as well. That will be my historical segment today. Will really be some historical stuff from conductor and arranger Manny Albaum. Following that, a great new album by bass player Mike Downs, again, just out in the last day or two. It's a really neat album, and I will talk about that when I get there. Then vibraphonist Chen Chen Lu, an album that I have sampled before, and she is just really not only a great musician, but is doing some terrific things in moving, if that's necessary to move at all, the vibraphone into a very, very contemporary sound. Following Chen Chen Lu, director Richard Nelson, from a large ensemble album of his. And at the end of the, however much time I have at the end of the program, I am very much aware that February is Black History Month, and with the Fun Drive and other things going on, I have not paid enough attention to that on this show, and it's absolutely impossible to consider Black history, and in North America at least, without including jazz, because the main original musicians and the folks who made jazz hugely popular and started it spread around the world were almost completely from the African American community. I'm going to end the program with 2 or 3 classic tracks that, as much as I can, that reflect not only a little bit of Black history, but a little bit of the ugliness of Black history out of the American South. And this was triggered by the fact that my wife and I watched the 1988 movie called Mississippi Burning the other day. And I'll have some things to say about that when I get down there, too. That'll be at the end of our show. But to get back to the beginning here, this is a brand new album, and it's the debut album from a Montreal drummer, composer, and producer named Will Renier, who plays drums, and actually he plays acoustic guitar on one track on the album. And he has Marcus Lowry also on guitar throughout the album. Yannick Anstil on piano and Alex LeBlanc on bass. The album is called Traces. I'm going to play a couple of... the first track is only a minute and a half or so. Then it's called Exil, and then Lights Out, and then Entre des Lignes. Entre les Lignes. Here is Will Renier. drummer Will Renier from a brand new album of his called Traces. That last track is called Entre les Lignes. This is his debut album. Montreal drummer, I think he's had a lot of involvements with other groups, but this is his first debut as leader. Good stuff to start our show today. The show is Voyage. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 live here on Wednesdays. Streamed live at CKUW.ca. Archived at CKUW.ca. Another different type of drummer now, Chess Smith. He also involves himself in a lot of electronics and other sort of stuff with his music. It's a little more challenging or adventurous or whatever word you want to use than what you just heard. But his group is quite amazing. He has vocalist Shara Lunan, flutist Anna Weber, clarinetist Oscar Noriega, tenor saxophonist James Brandon Lewis. That tells you a lot all by itself. Trumpeter Nate Woolley, violinist Jennifer Choi, violist Kyle Armbrust, cellist Michael Nicholas, and bassist, keyboardist Shahzad Ismaili. Really neat. This is very good stuff. And it's the album is called Laugh Ash. I'm going to play two tracks. First one is called Shaken, Stirred, Silence. And the second one I couldn't resist. It's called Winter Sprung. Yeah, well, winter has sort of sprung up again, hasn't it, eh? So that will be the second track here from drummer Chess Smith and Laugh Ash. This is Shaken, Stirred, Silence.
If it blooms in the winter, will it freeze by the spring? Dogwood. Magnolia. What are tulips worth, dead by March's northern breeze? Fragile and dry grounded dead petals, doomed to move with no will to ease, snagged or ripped as happenstance. The dirt house, its oil-caked memories in line slick. Blood bonded in root, dusty bleached bone, state and soil. Imagine lines, meaningless, colorless, as bland snow swallowed. If it blooms in the winter, will it freeze by the spring? If it blooms in the winter, will it freeze by the spring? If it blooms in the winter, will it freeze by the spring? Melt. Melt. If it's dead at the seed, will it ever breed? Grow fruit or the seed? If it froze in the spring, will we ever eat? What's left to feed when the soil is weak? Contaminated. Devastated. Wasted. The blood is in the roots. You can taste it.
Winter Sprung. It should be Winter Sprang, shouldn't it? However, the title of that is Winter Sprung from Chess Smith's album called Laugh Ash. Really, really neat stuff. This is a very fine musician at the challenging end of the bell curve, if you will. And it's now 10:40 Central Time here on the 28th of February. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black. Well, now moving to a brand new album by guitarist Julian Lage. And given the background personnel of this, it's a little confusing. For the following reasons, let me read from the notes here. The album is called Speak to Me, and it says, it showcases the guitarist in a variety of settings, including solo, acoustic, duo, his accustomed trio with bassist Jorge Reuter and drummer Dave King, and a larger ensemble with keyboards from Chris Davis and Patrick Warren, and woodwinds from Levon Henry. And they come and go and at will in this album. So you just don't worry about who they are. Just enjoy the music. This is a great, very interesting, brand new album from a great guitarist. He's a very busy man, and he performs with a lot of very interesting people. So here from Julian Lage's brand new album called Speak to Me on Blue Note. Here's three tracks. The first is very brief, and it's called Hymnal.
Thank you.
That was Julian Leish from a brand new album, and I mean brand new album, called Speak to Me. The middle piece there was called Northern Shuffle, a very funky sort of hoedown type, on steroids type of track there. Some great guitar and a brand new album. As I say, it's called Speak to Me. And it's 10:54 Central Time. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name's Keith Black. I'm going to play now a track that I think I played sort of maybe almost in the background during one of the Fun Drive shows, from an album that hasn't quite been released yet, but a single from it has been released. And it's Ernesto Cervini, drummer, although I have heard him play other instruments as well. Ernesto Cervini on drums here, and his band called Turboprop, which was in town for the Jazz Festival last year and put on a great show. And they should have had a better venue and more time and whatever, but they're a great band. Tara Davidson on alto, Joel Fram on tenor, William Karn on trombone, Adrian Ferruccia on piano, and Dan Loomis on bass. Their brand new album is called A Canadian Songbook, and as soon as it gets released, I'll be able to have a lot more detail and whatnot from that. But the one track that is a single that Ernesto said, okay, Keith, play that. You can play that after the 23rd or whatever else, before the rest of the album comes out. It's called Clumsy. And just one little brief track here from Ernesto Cervini from A Canadian Songbook. Ernesto Cervini's Turboprop.
Mm-hmm.